Lance Corporal Aaron Boyles was supposed to come home from Iraq in time to see the birth of his son, but the California Marine stayed for one last mission. It cost him his life. The truck he was riding in hit a bomb outside Fallujah. Aaron Boyles' family buried him last week, one day before his 25th birthday. Raquel Maria Dillon visited his family, and she has this report.
The Boyles' home is on a major thoroughfare in Newark, California, a blue-collar suburb across the bay from San Francisco. The family has assembled a memorial of sorts in their front yard. On a table, there's some photos, a memory book, an American flag, and a boombox playing patriotic country rock. The centerpiece is a big banner that says, "Goodbye to our American hero, never forget." Neighbors, old friends from high school, and random strangers drop by. Aaron Boyle's mother, Wanda Kaliki, says every evening the front yard fills with bouquets of flowers and votive candles.
2 hours ago, there was only a few flowers, and now there's like a whole thing of flowers that you can't even hardly see the banner pretty much.
Kaliki wanders back and forth between the yard and her living room where her family has gathered to grieve with her. She says it all feels like a bad dream.
It's hard. It's very, very hard. Forever, I've always been like the rock. And it's just been really hard. I just feel like a piece of my heart is just torn out, stepped on.
Kaliki says her son discovered himself in the Marines, and he wanted to do his duty, but he didn't want to go to Iraq and leave his new wife.
Even in his last letter that he wrote to me, he told me he didn't even know why he was there. He shouldn't be there, he said. He didn't understand why he was there. But he was there because it was his job, and he was doing what he had to do. I just don't understand the whole reason why they're there. I just don't get it.
Kaliki is confused, but she doesn't blame anyone for her son's death. Moses Schneider, Boyle's brother-in-law and his best friend since childhood, does, however. He blames what he calls the Iraqi terrorists.
They're nuts over there, what they go through. They'll stick themselves in a car loaded with explosives and go blow something up and kill themselves. They need to be hung. I think it's sick.
Boyle's stepfather, Alex Gallardo, isn't talking about who's to blame. He just says Aaron was a hero. So despite disapproving of tattoos all his life, he joined the rest of the family in getting a tattoo to honor his son's memory. He rolls up his sleeve to reveal a purple ribbon and the words, "Never forget."
This is mine. This is an honor to my son.
Now the family is focused on taking care of Boyle's wife. She's 8.5 months pregnant with their first son. The Boyles say they're thinking about what they'll tell the new baby boy about his father. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Newark, California.